Laura Carney was 25 when she heard the news. A distracted driver in Limerick, Pennsylvania, struck and killed her father. It happened almost 2 decades ago.
It's very, very hard to move past that moment in your head, and I couldn't move past it for many years, and it made it so that it was very painful to think about my dad.
Then a discovery gave her a chance to think of him in a different way. A few years ago, her brother found a list among their dad's belongings.
It was titled, Things I Would Like to Do Before I Die, and Carney instantly knew she had to finish it for him.
It was really a gut decision. It happened in an instant in my heart. I felt this is something I'm supposed to be doing.
The list had 60 items, and only 5 checked off. Her father had been a writer, musician, and salesman, and the list reflected his varied interests. Plant a watermelon, own a wine cellar, correspond with the Pope. Laura Carney started doing these things, even though it took 6 years.
I've become a person now who really likes to encourage people to try hard things.
Last month, she checked off the last item, record 5 songs. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
It was emotional for me. My dad was a singer, and I chose the songs that I most associated with him, but at the same time, it felt really fulfilling that I could have a way to celebrate that.
She says finishing the list honored her dad and also helped her.
In that way, I've taken something, and like an alchemist, I've been able to spin it into gold.
In the end, Carney checked something off her own bucket list, writing a book. My Father's List is due out in July.